This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I thought I would like to talk for just a minute about what is it when we see this other person as a human. What are these needs that God has put in me and in you, no matter where I am, no matter what culture I'm from, no matter how fancy my clothes, no matter how raggedy my clothes? What are the fundamental needs that, because I'm made in the image of God? I talked about being a relational being, but that means I need to have a sense of belonging. If we think about our children who are growing up internationally, why is it that such an issue for them so much when they say, when you say, where's home? And they say, I don't know. Within our very souls, God has made us to have that need to have some place that we call home that feels like I belong. So if we're thinking about living an international lifestyle, both for our children, but I think for adults after a while, they don't know where they belong either. Mm-hmm. So I think just to validate, that's a tough way to feel. Because it's a God place in us that wants that sense of home. Why is it that part of what we hear about Christ, he didn't have any place to lay his head? Yeah. And that was one of his sufferings, that he didn't have that place, you know, that he could call home. So he understands that, but that need to have it is not because something's wrong with you or something's wrong with your kids. And so maybe that's why also in creating life for us on the move, finding those places that we, whether take certain things around with us, that we make our home, or finding different ways to make a sense of home or making it very closely within the family or our communities can be so important. Certainly, we also have a sense of being nurtured and cared for. And I think that's why what you do with MemCare is so important, because to the people out there who are listening, what they're really saying is, does anybody care? Does anybody care that I'm out here trying? I followed, I'm sitting here today, I feel alone, and I wonder if anybody cares. And that's why I think MemCare is to say, maybe we can't see you, but there are people here who care, and if you want to contact us, mm-hmm. we'll do what we can, because we understand as relational beings, we have to have that awareness. And then I think, because we've been made to be emotional, sometimes we've been taught certain emotions aren't okay. And so we try and hide them. And we can't live really in the joy of our lives if we're not willing to also weep as Jesus wept, and that we will feel angry and those things. And so rather than feeling shame, when we're feeling a certain way, and it says that Jesus felt everything we feel, those are the moments, whether it's despair or joy. Talks about knowing him and the fellowship of his sufferings. And we can say, Jesus, when did you feel like that? I don't know what you're feeling today, but there's a moment Jesus felt that way. Mm-hmm. And some of my greatest comforts from God have been when he showed me how he felt about the way that I'm feeling. There was one parent who said, well, I really didn't believe that was possible because I have some children in jail. And I haven't told anybody, and I don't know how he could feel that, but she said, I asked him. And the first verse that came back was, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I would have gathered you as, you know, under my wings. Yeah. And she said, I suddenly realized he did understand how much it hurts me mm-hmm. that my children won't follow, that they won't do what's so good for them, mm-hmm. and that Jesus understands that. And so I think also we have a need to think. He's given us minds. One of the great experiences of growing up overseas or living overseas is there's so much to think about. But sometimes it's hard. There's so much to think about. It's hard to know. But also, at least in my life, I wondered, was I being faithless because I had questions? When I started to think about thinking, I thought, you know, his mind is big enough for my questions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That he's not afraid of them. But you see, then I can also not be afraid of somebody else's questions.
Right.
And when you're living or working with intercultural teams, they may have questions that seem threatening.
Yeah.
Or you think, well, what's your question? But again, in the grace and mercy of God, if you think about, wait a minute, why do I look at things or why do I understand? We can sit here and entertain the questions and teach each other, and it becomes part of our growth. It becomes part of our joy, mm-hmm. not just, you know, something else.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think is because we've been made creative. This is a hard thing for some people overseas because some people are taken away from the place where their creativity is best expressed. By that, I'm thinking I had a friend who was an organ major in college and lived out in a very remote area mm-hmm. in Africa. She had no access to using her gifts of music in the way that she was used to. And that was a real struggle for her.
Yeah.
And some people who are very artistic don't have, maybe particularly children, they don't have a place if they're on the move a lot or if it's not valued. Some of us don't value pure art, just it's not functional. So when I was thinking, well, how was I made creative? If I always used to say, well, I was out of line when God passed out creativity. So I thought about that and I thought, I love ideas.
Yeah.
And you can create with ideas. So somewhere there's a place that you or your children are creative.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explore that individual creativity
mm-hmm.
and not negate it because it's not your kind? Or if you go to another culture, if you're working with somebody from another place, they'll have a different way of expressing it. We can look down on somebody else's art. We can look down and say, oh, isn't that ugly or whatever. But you see, it's just not my way. But
right.
that is an image of God that's being expressed
mm-hmm.
by that person. So we can start to value it differently
mm-hmm.
because it's a creativeness. It's God expressing himself in that person, through that person, in our world. And then again, the whole issue of power and choice. One of the things I have seen over and over, whether it's with particularly maybe missionary kids, but maybe other TCKs, a lot of times they lost their choice because they always had life kind of, you know, the army maybe said you're going to move, or the mission said you're going to move, or the corporation said that just when the kid wanted to get going.
Right.
And they've gotten the feeling they don't know how to make choice. Mm-hmm. Maybe adults feel that too. I'm at the mercy of people. And so when they become adults, they don't always make the choice they could make.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to say to somebody right now who's listening, if you're feeling like a victim, there are true victims if someone, you know, is attacked and so forth and so on. I mean, you know, there is a true victim when you don't have
right.
choice. But an awful lot of times I'll start to feel like I'm a victim. And I think, wait a minute. What is my choice even in this situation? Several years ago, I had breast cancer. I didn't have a choice about the cancer, but I had an awful lot of choice in response.
Right.
And in what I would choose to do or not to do. And so I would just say, if you're feeling like your life is being controlled and there's nothing you can do, stop and ask God, if you made me in your image, I do have choice.
Mm-hmm.
What are my choices today? What's a step, one step I could take to be out of this or to make a connection? What is a choice? Instead of sitting here feeling like I just have to wait and see whatever happens. And I think sometimes we almost get a fatalistic attitude.
Right.
Instead of realizing, yes, God is sovereign, but within that sovereignty, there are choices he lets me make. Then I think the sense of unity. When God made you, he made you right, whoever he made you to be. And I think for a lot of years, I thought, well, I had my childhood in Africa, and then I had these years in America, then I had this part and that part. And especially when we've lived internationally, we've got so many parts
mm-hmm.
that you don't know how it all goes together.
Right.
But if God made you as his workmanship, which is exactly what he promised, and he promised it to you as well as anybody else who's ever lived in one place other life, then everything has to work together. And I think if you start to look at your life and realize that God has given each section for its own purpose, and yet each section builds on the other one, one of the things that's really important for international people is to try and keep a thread
mm-hmm.
going, where you keep connections with the past as well as move towards the future.
Right.
And you begin to say, well, wait a minute, my life isn't all these chunks. There's a flow, even if it's being lived in different places.
Yeah.
Where's that flow? Helping your kids to find the flow
mm-hmm.
so that it's not like I'm just disconnected from everything. I think one of the great mysteries of life, when I was a teenager, I thought, oh, if I could just find God's will for the rest of my life, I'll be fine. And I remember the first time we finally got to Liberia, and I was always going to be a missionary and, you know, finally made it. I was at a conference, and somebody was talking about the life stages. It was Passages, had just come out, that book, and she had the different life stages and talked about it, and she had us all stand on a place on the floor that she'd marked and described where it was. I was second from the bottom, and I looked ahead at me of all these women, and I heard all their stories, and they all had these stages. They had been 8 years here, something here, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, I've just gotten where I'm going to be for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
What will my story be? And it was just this moment I thought, oh my goodness, life comes in these pieces. And later, you know, the war came to the country we were in, and so we weren't there forever.
Right.
And I think there's two things. To realize exactly what you're saying is that right now is equally important as anything that you will do in the future. God is using today for his purposes. My father grew up also in Iran. His parents were in medical work there. And he taught me a lot. He said, unpack your bag and plant your trees no matter where you are, however long you're there,
right,
or you'll never live. But today is important because of what you're doing. But today is exactly what you say. It's also the brick on which tomorrow's next brick comes. And that's what I think when it means we're his workmanship. So our life is not disconnected. When I look back, I think of all the different pieces that didn't make any sense. I had gone into nursing.
Yeah.
And they said they didn't need a nurse when I got to Africa. Like, excuse me. But then I started doing Bible study ministry with international women and different things. And you look back and you think, he put it together, but at the time, you don't understand. So if you're listening and you think, well, what in the world happened? Now, my life was going one direction and it's a seemingly different direction. God's still at work.
Yes.
And they connect. Mm-hmm. But you have to wait sometimes to see how he's connected. But do today well. Rest in today, exactly what you said, Scott. Today is his day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, even though it wasn't exactly what I was planning.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.